broadcast live from Long Beach. It's Saturday. It's Bad Rad Movies Podcast, where we talk about films that are hopefully bad but entertaining. Now your host, Richard Slocum and Cameron.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Bad Rad Movies with me, Richard, where we talk about two movies. Oh, no, wait. We're just doing one movie.
Oh, wow.
Where it's hopefully bad but entertaining. Yeah, I'm Richard.
And I'm Cameron.
Great.
Great.
So how are you, Cameron?
I'm hanging in there.
Okay.
Busy week, but yeah. I'm still here.
Yeah, same here. I actually did a lot, because I've been trying to, like, find myself. I did a lot of things that I never thought I would have done. Because I remember the first time when we watched Killing Spree, and I was making fun of the whole mountain climbing thing, but really walking uphill, whatever. And you were like, whatever, I don't see you doing that shit. And you're right, I've never climbed or anything like that. So
we should go do some stuff.
What I actually did, though, I did actually go rock climbing.
Oh, well, did you go to Hangar 18?
Yes.
I heard they were good. Is it good?
It is good. I did.
I heard it was pretty cheap, too. I
might do that. A friend of mine had a pass, which it's like it refreshes every month. So I went, and then I thought I was going to like do really bad, but I went up easily through V0, and then V1, V2, V3. And I got kind of halfway to V4, but then I fell. I mean, even when you get to the top, you have to, like, jump off and land on the fucking cushy padding on the bottom.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think they have all the way up to, like, V10 or some shit. And my friends were really surprised that I was able to climb up. So now...
Can you guys give a round of applause for him, even though you can't hear it?
So, now I actually have climbed, bitch.
You're just waiting on that one.
Yep.
Just all these months, you're like, I'm gonna get that motherfucker back.
No, honestly, it wasn't really actually that.
No, but that's cool, though.
Yeah, it was fun. I was gonna plan on joining and go three times a week, but I was so fucking sore.
Oh,
because I did it for like 2 hours. And I was like, nah, I think I'm just going to do once a month. And I joined a gym, and I go do that three times a week. I do also because, you know, I don't want to be a fat piece of shit from Papa's
and Beer.
I knew
you were going to say that.
So yeah. So I go 2 hours each time I go. I do an hour of strength training, working out my fucking biceps, triceps, shoulders, chest, abs, and obliques. Because I don't really need to work up my legs, because my legs are already pretty toned, because I, like, rode, like, the bikes and stuff for so long.
Mm-hmm.
So, but everything else, obviously, you know, I gotta work on that, like my tiggle bitties and shit like that.
Yeah.
What about you? Did you do anything?
Just started school. That's about it.
Oh, I saw that you actually got your degree.
It came in the mail this afternoon, yes.
A bachelor degree of arts.
Yeah.
What exactly does that mean?
Frame now.
What does that mean, though?
What do you mean?
Well, I know there's, like, an associate's degree, there's a bachelor's degree, and there's different types of bachelor degrees.
It just kind of depends mainly the route you take. Usually a BS degree involves...
A bullshit degree?
A bullshit degree, yeah. I got a badass degree instead.
Wouldn't that be a BA?
Mm-hmm.
But you said BS.
I got a, yeah, I was explaining the difference.
Oh.
I got a BA because mine, usually BS degrees are more science
bullshit related.
Or like they offer, they don't offer a geography BA or BS. They only offer the BA. But they offer an environmental science BS, and that's usually like they take calculus and they take all the science classes and all that shit.
Yeah.
So it's more that kind of route, from my understanding. I don't know if there's a technical definition. I don't really care to look it up. But mine was a little different. I took more writing stuff, more non-math and science courses. Yeah, now I'm doing my master's, my first week of that.
That's cool.
So I got at least two more years to go.
Oh, shit.
But I'm pretty excited because I get to kind of do my own thing, have a little more freedom, explore some new stuff, and hopefully get a even better job than I would have gotten before. And I don't know. I might go into teaching. People keep telling me I should do that, and I'm thinking about it.
I pay for sex.
Make everyone, you know, into dumbasses like myself.
Say my name.
Richard.
Well, that's cool. Anyway,
Oh, man.
I got you some funny So, just in case, if you didn't hear the intro, Cameron, what movie are we doing, or what did the Wheel of Shit land on?
Terror Toons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Terror Toons.
Terror Toons.
Yeah. Usually I put on the trailer post-edit, but I figure we could watch the trailer live, or at least in the recording, and we can comment on it. Are you ready for this?
I wasn't ready for the movie.
Oh, by the way, we would like to thank Joe from Late Night Psychorama for recommending this. I know.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Joe.
Yeah, we...
great job on that one.
Just to over-explain... Just to over-explain, we made a post... Because we had gotten the wheel, but we didn't know exactly what movies to put on. So we had about, like, I don't know, 25 lists of movies from different people. And one of them was Terror Toons, which is what Joe recommended. And I know he was only put it on so we could suffer.
Yeah,
because when I had him...
Thanks for being an asshole, man.
He's not an asshole. So
no hard feelings.
Shut the fuck up. No, I'm just kidding. So when I had him on for Star Night, like, he was like, oh, shit. Like, I didn't, you know, I don't know. He basically, like, was regretting putting it on there. So I'm like, it's cool. Whatever. But yeah.
So, did he actually watch it?
Yeah, he's seen it before.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't have any opinion yet.
Yeah, because I don't want the listeners to know.
I love this movie.
I don't. Well, you can't let people know that you love the movie either. Oh, that's good. Mm. Yeah. Well, without further ado, let's watch the trailer.
For like the third time for me.
Oh. Jerry Macaluso presents, in association with Jesco Film Entertainment, a Joe Castro film. Oh, is that why he peaked it? Because...
Toons is Terror Toons.
Well, it kind of looks like cartoons to me.
In a world where the line between reality and nightmare has been crossed.
Who are they?
I have no idea.
Oh, thanks for the noise. New face. You fucking stupid canteen.
Two characters bound by evil.
Looks like robot chicken people. Destroy.
What a good reference.
broken through the fragile veil that separated us from them. Now, only one woman has the power to stop the insane carnage. The fight
we'll explain why we laughed as we get through this.
You're animals! Both of you!
Wow.
Filthy animals!
The effects in this are great.
Terror Tunes. Animated to kill.
Oh.
Wow.
I'm terrified. Just absolutely just petrified.
So anyway, to give this a little bit of information about Terror Tunes, Terror Tunes came out in 2002. This was directed by Joe Castro. Cameron, would you like to read the synopsis, or would you like me to read it? Wow, really? You guys are going to fucking bark right now? You pieces of shit!
Fuck!
Fuck! Anyway, do you want to read it, or do you want me to read it?
In a quiet suburban neighborhood, two sisters are about to experience the dark and sinister world of Terror Tunes. Candy and Cindy's parents have traveled out of town for the weekend. Leaving the two sisters home alone. That's a lot more. Cindy receives a mysterious package in the mail with a free DVD cartoon sent to her by the devil himself. Candy is having a house party with some friends while Cindy views the cartoon in her room.
Okay, cool. Yay!
Yeah, it's a whole ass essay.
Yeah.
I don't got time for that. Especially my little creepy voice. It takes too long.
Yeah. And I want to see if this Joe Castro
expected
has done any other... I mean, he's mainly known to be in the special effects makeup department. But
it's a good gig.
So I'm trying to see if there's anything I recognize. So Terror Tunes was his third film. And
you think it was his first.
Yeah, I know. You would think so, right? There's Terror Tunes 2, which came out, which I don't even know if we want to do the sequels or not. Terror Tunes 2.
No.
And then there's Terror Tunes 3. And there's a post-productions for Terror Tunes 4 and 5.
We're going to get people to be in that.
Yes. Oh, and here's one. You want to read this one that came out in 2006?
The Young, the Gay, and the Restless.
Oh, wow.
Can we put that on the wheel, actually? That sounds like...
Well, let's see if
probably
we...
Probably horrible, but, like, why not, right?
Yeah, sure, why not? We'll do that, I guess. Okay, so I don't really recognize anybody on this. The only person that I do recognize is a little actress.
Oh my God.
By the name of Lizzie Borden, which I'm sure that's her real name. I'm pretty sure it is. But she's the one that plays as Candy in the movie.
Wait, is that a porno?
What?
Does it say Supergirl XXX?
Wow, way to ruin the fucking bit, you fucking asshole.
Why? What?
We fucking talked about it. I said I was going to pretend like she was a fucking actual actress, and I was going to have you read off some of the fucking titles.
Oh.
Wow.
Could you just edit this out?
No, I'm not going to fucking edit it out, because you're a piece of shit. God damn it, dude. We only fucking talked about it.
Of course that's why you know who she is. Wow.
Well, no, because I looked up her fucking filmography, and it even says that she's a fucking porno actress, and I told you that I looked it up, And, like, I was like, oh, hey, let's just make it, like, as if, like, she's, like, as if she's, like, a real, quotation mark, fingers, actress, but not a porn actress. And then you'd fucking...
Message or something?
No, we fucking talked about it when we watched the goddamn movie.
Oh, I forgot.
Yeah, no shit. You fucking forgot.
She reminded me on that one.
Well, I thought you would have fucking remembered that.
No.
God damn, no wonder.
Does it say Reservoir Dogs?
Oh, now you want to fucking dogs. Now you want to fucking read the fucking porno names.
Well, because now they're just ripping off movie names.
Yeah. Oh, really? What are they ripping off from a fucking movie called Reservoir Dogs?
Or no, it says dogs, but it's just a Z and a two G's on the dogs. You know, Reservoir Dogs, a Quentin Tarantino movie.
So anyway, so how does the fucking movie begin, you stupid fucking moron piece of shit that can't even fucking remember doing a fucking bit that we were gonna fucking do and it was gonna be funny, but now it's not because you fucking ruined it?
Hey, we watched this several days ago. A lot has happened.
Several days ago? We watched the day before yesterday, you fucking moron.
No, that was Wednesday.
Day before yesterday.
It's Friday.
Yeah. Friday, Thursday, Wednesday, the day before yesterday.
I was here on Wednesday.
When were you here?
Was it Monday?
No. Tuesday? No.
I wasn't here on Wednesday.
It was Wednesday.
I had class all day. I went home.
Okay, then what was it, Tuesday?
It was at least Tuesday, or if not, I don't even...
Wow, you don't even fucking know the day, so what does it matter, you dumb fuck? Oh, I don't remember what day it was, but, you know, I don't even know. It wasn't several fucking days ago. Yeah. It was, oh, I have to remind you.
Yeah.
Like, oh, what am I, your fucking mother? I gotta change your fucking diapers now?
I just feel like, hey, remember doing that little bit. I'm like, oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, okay. And I said that, but you're like, hey, what the fuck are you talking about? When you fucking talking about? What the fuck are you talking about?
And you're like, why is he strapped to this table? And it seems like it's in an alternate dimension or something. Universe, whatever you want to call it.
It's called fucking cheap fucking green screen bullshit fucking Windows Movie Maker crap.
Yep. And who appears in the cheap Windows Movie Maker screen?
Fucking, I don't know. Dr.
Carnage, I think.
Yeah, Dr. Carnage, yes.
Yeah, I had to write that, his name down. I knew it was Doc or something.
Yes.
He's like this green, like, goblin-looking motherfucker with, like, a nose the size of, like, a normal person's head. But it's like, you could tell, it looks like a really cheap Halloween mask that's just, like, really huge.
Really? It was a mask? I thought it was a real person's face.
Wow. but I mean, like, they'd even get, like, a good mask, like, it was a cheap one. Like, you'd probably buy it, like, Spirit Halloween or some shit. And had, like, some bulging eyes and shit. And, like, weird whack-ass teeth and, like, yeah. They'd even try on the costumes. But, like...
Well, the costumes look better than the actual mask. At least for Dr. Carnage or whatever.
Yeah, that's true.
Because he had an actual doctor's coat.
Mm. Yeah. But, so, that guy strapped to the chair, or the table, I'm sorry. And then the doctor comes out and he does this weird maniacal laugh.
Mm-hmm.
And then he cuts the guy open, I believe? Is it?
Yes, he does cut the guy open.
I'm not sure. I can't remember how he does it. I think it's through his chest or something. And then he just starts pulling out all his organs.
Mm-hmm. No, he does.
And I was just like, what? Like, this is like a minute into the movie. And you're just like, okay, cheap green screen, guys in some dimension somewhere. And then this little costume, weird looking motherfucker comes out of nowhere, like Green Goblin wannabe. Starts pulling out this guy's organs and shit, and you're like, what? And the guy's just like, ah, the whole time.
Man, this is going to be like, good podcast material. What the fuck?
Hey, man, yo, it's episode 62.
Yes.
And so it must be.
Mm-hmm.
So he harvests his organs, and then does he do some shit with his head or something?
Yeah, he
what
keeps...
What else does he do?
He pulls the intestines so much that you see this weird effect, this really convincing special effect where his skull is being pulled out of his face, but through his stomach, and it's like a basically a skull with shitty fucking eyeballs in it.
Also looks like a cheap Halloween prop.
Yeah, from Spirit Halloween.
Shout out to Spirit Halloween.
Yeah. That was funny.
That's just the only one I could think of.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. And then what happened after that, Cameron?
And then we get the intro, which, as Richard pointed out, looks like a Windows Movie Maker production. And why is that, Richard?
Well, because of the actual effects, like whether or not if it was somebody when they would get bit or whatever, like they would have these stupid cartoony eyeballs pop out.
Mm-hmm.
And you could just tell when you watch it, like it just looked so fucking shitty. But I mean, that's not exactly, I think you went off, but anyway. So we get a next shot of this porn star. Oh, this real actress. Oh, wait, that's not going to work now.
She did write that, yeah.
What?
She takes a bath, right?
Yes. Continue.
Oh. I was waiting for you to describe it because you seemed like you had some details worked out. But what'd she do?
She's taking a bubble bath, and she's fucking acting like some stupid little kid, going like, rubber ducky, rubber ducky. Like, I thought she was going to sing, like, the fucking Burton Ernie rubber ducky thing. Mm-hmm. Rubber ducky, you're the one. But she didn't, because she did keep saying rubber ducky.
Yeah, it's a little weird.
Yeah. And then she gets out, and then you see her fucking tits, and Cameron was like, oh my god, she's got some nice tits, and he pulled on his pants and started jacking off, and I was like, dude, what the fuck are you doing? That's fucking gross. He's like, I don't care, she's got nice tits, so I want to jack off.
Oh,
and then,
that's so hard.
So while he was jacking off, like, he comes in his hand, and then, like, he puts this to his mouth, and he starts going, like, slurping it up, like that, and I'm like, dude, that's fucking gross. And then after that, he picked his nose and he ate his fucking boogers. because I kept seeing him like putting his fucking finger to his fucking nose, and I'm like looking with the corner of my eye, and I look at him, and then he's like trying to look at me to see if I'm looking at him, and then like I saw him put his finger in his mouth after he dug his fucking boogers, and then he saw me look at him, and then I'm like, you're fucking gross, dude, you fucking ate your boogers. And he's like, can you edit that out? I'm like, we're not recording, motherfucker.
Oh yeah.
I'm just kidding about the recording part. But he did pick his nose and eat his boogers. I just thought you just picked your nose, but I didn't know you ate them too.
You know, you gotta take all the protein you can get. Even if, you know, recycling, you know.
You couldn't have just said, I don't do that.
Well, I know even if I did say that, you'd just do it again or something, you know. So, like, what's the point? I'm just gonna roll with it. or pick with it, either way.
Then what happened next, Cameron?
I don't remember how it transitions to this, but that one girl, the porn actress is the blonde, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, there's two blonde girls. The porn actress has kind of a minor role in it because she goes downstairs and she meets with her sister and her like Asian friend. So like they're like talking or whatever, and I don't know, she gets the fucking Terratoons in the mail and they're like, what's that, cartoon? She's like, it's not cartoons, it's Terratoons, it's different. And
oh yeah,
they're making fun of her. So she's like, whatever, I'm gonna go in my room and watch my Terratoons DVD. And she goes upstairs and the Asian friend's like, your sister's fucking weird. She's like, I know, but she's the only sister I have and I love her, even if she does eat her boogers.
That's pretty good. That was, I wrote that down, but like you had the whole quote. Good for you. Yay.
Yay.
Give a hand to Richard, even though you can't hear it, just message him again.
And remind Cameron of how it's gross to eat boogers.
Oh, yeah, please do. You know, someone's got to put a stop to that. Why not you?
Well,
as the listeners.
There is...
Because I listen to your feedback, clearly.
There.
I mean, I stopped eating. I stopped drinking. I stopped eating.
You stopped drinking your boogers?
No,
alcohol?
Alcohol or soda like I have here.
Oh.
Yeah.
I think they have self-help groups for that.
I think so, too. Yeah.
Well, not just alcohol, but booger eating, too.
Is that an actual thing?
Yeah, look it up. Yeah, Google it. It's called Booger Eaters Anonymous.
And he's Why do I just feel like something's going to actually pop up?
Just to over-explain, he's checking the internet browser on his phone to see if there is Booger Eaters Anonymous.
Here's the top three searches. The first one, which is disturbing, says booger eaters are healthier. The second one says Booger Eaters Anonymous. And then the third one says Booger Eaters Auburn. So I'm thinking the state... Auburn's in Alabama, right?
I guess.
All those Alabama people are just eating the burgers. That's unfortunate.
Boogers, not burgers.
Yeah.
There's a difference.
Why is there an article that says eating boogers? Is it good for you? Disorder? How to stop and more?
See, now you know that you're super healthy, Cameron. And I'm not healthy because I don't eat my boogers. Well, although, technically, I guess some people do eat their boogers without actually picking their nose.
Yeah, because it does. It's normal. It's sometimes swallowed because it normally goes back.
Yeah.
Yeah. So sometimes without even doing it, you're doing it.
Yeah, but difference is that we don't put our finger in our nose.
It's just over 90% dig out of nose adults gold pick their noses, and many people end up eating those boogers.
And
I don't know what they study.
And you're one of
factual,
them.
But
Cameron's one of them.
But that would seem to be a lot more than should be. That's I want to have hope for people, and I see shit like this, and I just can't.
And then what happens next when Candy goes and watches her Terratoons DVD, Cameron? 15 minutes of
Oh, and notes. Then we
oh, okay.
get. I'd like to point out when she pops it in. No pun intended.
Wait, what do you mean?
Get it? 'Cause she's a porn actress.
That she pops a DVD on?
So we get the list of names, and
I don't understand
all very
the joke.
Catchy. It said pops it in, like puts it in.
Oh, puts it in. Oh, okay.
So we get a list of like names for like the people that contributed to Terratoons, allegedly.
And what were those names?
I know a lot. I didn't write. I only wrote one down. which was Lou, L-O-U, Cipher, C-I-F-F-E-R, which for those of you who are keeping track at home,
supposed to be Lou.
Lucifer.
Lou, well, the name was supposed to be, it was spelled Lou, like L-O-U,
yeah,
and then Cipher.
Yeah.
And then there was B-L, Beal, and then Z, and then Bub. Cameron's looking at me like how my dog does when she hears a fucking strange noise.
What reference is that? Am I not just picking that up?
Beelzebub. That's another word for the devil.
Oh, I haven't heard that one.
Of course you haven't. You're a piece of shit.
But yeah, there's a lot of like, you know, like those catchy kind of names, like the ones you see like Disneyland on like the headstones and shit, the Haunted Mansion. They're like meant to be funny, but they're like kind of played out, I guess. But I mean, so a few of them were kind of creative. I just didn't really care to write them down. And then I believe, you know, so she gets all like really into that that DVD while she's just sitting on her bed, and then her sister and her friend are in the living room, and they call up the boys, and they're like, hey, come over, you know.
Well, did you have any
Home Alone?
Did you have any one-liners for that?
Yeah, I do.
What is it?
Rick, you stinker, come over.
Good one. Good one. Way to end strong.
I don't know what that said, but I'll find out.
Oh, you'll find out.
So yeah, they get the guys over because, you know, two chicks home alone in a movie. Of course, they're gonna call two dudes over.
Mm-hmm.
I guess. Oh, that's weird. Oh, and then so it goes to the movie.
Funny and nobody likes you.
Or the DVD, and then we get this like weird scene where a girl's just standing somewhere, licking a lollipop.
Yes.
I don't remember the setting.
It was like a brick wall. It was like in a street, but the background, because it's supposed to be a cartoon, looked like it was drawn with Microsoft Paint.
Ah, yes. Okay, that makes sense. That's what I had in mind. I just wasn't really sure. I was a bit inebriated while watching the film. Although I'm not quite so now. So she's just, like, she's licking the lollipop. Like, one of those huge-ass ones that you get from Disneyland.
Yes.
To make two Disneyland references in an episode.
Yeah, I was just gonna say, are you sponsored by Disney or some shit?
If they want to pay me, I'll take the money.
I don't think they would.
They won't. But I will take it anyway.
Because they want something that's popular.
Yeah, I'm not. I got like three friends. No, I'm just joking. So she's just chilling there licking the shit out of this lollipop. Like, she's like really into it. And then this gorilla comes over. Like, again, like the scientist, a really cheap costume, Microsoft Paint background, and does the gorilla try to take the lollipop? Is that what happens?
No, what? I think he tries to take the lollipop, and he smacks the redheaded girl with the lollipop, like, across, I don't know, pretty far, and she falls down, and you get these stupid cartoony stars, but that look like they've been drawn by like a 2-year-old, aka Cameron. Mm-hmm. And there's like the fucking weird, stupid looking cartoony eyes that just kind of like swivel around. And then the girl's like petting the monkey, going, "Nice monkey, good monkey."
With like a real childish voice, too.
Yeah, it was like a.
But she's an adult.
I mean, I could kind of see past the stupid makeup with the rosy cheeks and stuff. Like, I would have had sex with her.
Great.
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah, she's a female.
So yeah, sure.
I mean, I know you want to fuck that. A dude, and you want to have dudes like gangbang you and put their dicks in your mouth and in your eye sockets and in your ears and in your ass and stuff, and you want them to come all over you. But you know, that's your thing. That's cool. I know pussy is gross to you. Oh, by the way, what's the name of your real doll in your closet?
Huh?
Exactly.
Oh, fuck you.
Oh, now you got it.
No, it just caught me off guard. So I was just like, what is he talking about? I was like, oh, this is just being an asshole.
I was told that you keep a real doll in your closet, and then when you get horny, you take it out and you fuck it.
Yeah,
but it's like the male real doll though.
Yeah,
it's got the silicone asshole, and then
they have those.
Well, yeah, you should know it was in your closet, and then it has like the erected dick that you that way Cameron can like bend over.
Even if
and
I
and then like the he'll get the real doll. The male one to get its like silicone hardened dick into his ass, and then like Cameron will role play for it. And he's like, "Oh yeah, Cameron, yeah, you like it when I fuck you." And then Cameron like plays as himself and goes,
"Those things are expensive to maintain."
He cleans it with his asshole.
Yep, it's a process. I do it.
So how's the sex robot thing coming along?
You know, it's trial and error. Sometimes it works, sometimes it don't. So you know, it breaks down halfway through. You're like, shit, I have to do this myself. But you know, that's life.
Oh yeah.
So this is I wrote that the scientist apparently comes into this mix as well. Doesn't the girl get into its monkey somehow? Because
the girl after she
it seems like a weird
Dr. Carnage would pop out and I don't know, he always sounds like a fucking crow because he'll be like like that and that's all he really does. Like he'll either do like a weird laugh or he'll do the crow sound. The monkey starts, or the gorilla starts chewing on her leg.
Oh, his name is Max Assassin.
The monkey or the gorilla?
The ape dude.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah.
And then what happened after that, Cameron?
And then so we get. We get them running around like a Scooby-Doo scene.
Yes, after the girl with the lollipop witnesses that her friend gets killed with an axe. witnesses that her friend gets an axe to her head.
Wow.
He's just looking at me like.
Don't recall that at all.
Yeah,
I'll be honest.
She witnesses that. I think it was Dr. Carnage that puts an axe to her head. She gets scared, and they start running through different. They start doing the whole gag of like the Scooby-Doo thing,
where running through doors and shit.
Yeah, like they go through different fucking doors.
I was wondering why that's happening. I was like, there's something missing here.
Well, I mean, it's a Scooby-Doo reference, and you were talking about Scooby-Doo when we were talking about Island of Death. You were like, I thought it was a zombie movie because I watched it probably because of that Scooby-Doo movie with
that zombie on it. That was a good film. Childhood memories.
Yeah, I know, but I was saying, I wasn't making fun of it. I was saying that you should have known that because you've watched Scooby-Doo.
It was a good tie-in. This pina colada one's pretty good.
Wow.
It's only 90 calories. Trying to, you know, hold that figure.
Wow, interesting. And what happened after that, Cameron?
Well, and then, so the blonde girl and the watching the DVD in her room.
Candy.
Yes. Oh, yeah? Oh, that sounds about right.
You only read the fucking name.
No reason. So she's sitting in there on her bed just watching still, and she gets like absolutely mesmerized, just totally drawn into it. Like, it has like this sort of almost like a spell on her or some shit. Like, she's just, she can't take her eyes off the TV. I don't know if it, I guess it has like the evil power or something.
Well, it did have the stupid hypnotizing swirl.
Oh yeah,
on there,
cartoony thing.
Yeah,
yeah. But, and of course, you know, someone sees that and it's like, you know. So then, you know, we just are apparently expected to just ignore that, or table it for later. And it immediately skips back to the party outside with the two chicks and the two dudes. And they bring over some wine coolers, because that's what young people do, apparently. Or at least they did, or that's what the movies think young people do. I don't know. We usually just take actual shots or whatever, but wine coolers are kind of, you know.
Yeah, I think, were they supposed to play, were these actors trying to portray, like, as if they're high school kids?
It kind of seemed like it. I think they were supposed to, but they were, like, 30.
I think they were over 30.
Probably. Like, it was, like, the worst. Like, it was every stereotype of way too old people trying to portray people in high school.
They were my age.
Yeah. But I mean, shit, even you looked younger than some of them.
Oh, thank you, Cameron. Why can't you be nice like Chris is? Oh, wait, wrong episode. Wrong episode.
Chris, if you're listening, or you're a fucking kiss ass.
Oh.
He knows it, though.
Them's fighting words.
He probably won't listen to it, so he won't even know.
He only listens to the episodes that he's on.
Probably, yeah. So.
Well,
he's a busy guy.
Well, no, I mean, well, he'll listen to it if he thinks that he's on it, like, watch and go, and who are you, sir?
I'm Chris.
No, I mean, no, you ask me.
Oh, who are you, sir?
My name is Chris, and I'm a professional. Like, and I'm a professional dumbass.
Yeah, I've thought about doing like the open mic at the library and just going out there and like, oh, you know how my
life's going. You would get fucking booed.
I mean, people just sit there and ignore you.
You would get booed off the fucking stage.
No, I'm sure there's worse people than I could be. I'm sure. A few of them, but like I was.
Wait a minute. So you went on an open mic?
No, I'm
actually.
About it. I might do it.
Oh, this is actually very interesting.
And just
like,
talk about some shit. You know.
Well, give me a taste. Like, were you gonna think about doing some stand-up comedy, or what were you gonna do?
Be like, you know, life's going pretty great. You know, half my roommates moved out, and my best friend.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Wait a minute. Is this what you're gonna be saying on stage?
Yeah.
Okay. Give us a little taste. Okay. Well, let's pretend like we're the audience, and you're up on stage.
I don't have anything like down. I'm just gonna go.
So are you gonna write stuff down and then perform it, or what?
I'm just gonna like give myself some stuff and then just kind of like lightly rehearse.
What do you mean, give yourself some stuff? What do you mean?
So like have some shit ready to say, you know?
Oh.
I mean, most of them actually do write shit on their phones and stuff, and then just like, oh, I was like, okay.
Well, we'll pretend like you're just gonna go up on stage right now. It's open mic.
Okay. Hey, y'all. I'm Cameron. I'm up here, but inside I'm slowly dying because of the anxiety, because there's a lot of people in this room. But I'm here, and you're gonna have to sit there for 10 minutes and listen to me talk, because you're here. And I have the mic, so deal with it. Life's going pretty well, you know. Are you booing me? Fuck you. Even the bad people on there just get ignored. No, they have it every Wednesday, though. It's like 6 or 7. every now and then you get some pretty good people. I went a couple weeks ago, and they just like...
Well, where is this place at? So that way...
Broadway in Redondo.
Okay, cool. Well, if you guys... for the listeners...
Long Beach, California.
So for the listeners that are in Long Beach, Cameron will be performing.
One of these days, I will do it, yeah.
And you got a taste...
Chris has done it a couple times.
...of his comedic genius.
Yeah. Chris and our friend Kyle performed a song or a few songs a couple times. And then
that sounds like a good time. Chris was it anything?
Some agreement with some guy to get married for tax purposes, and then yeah,
to get married for tax purposes.
Yeah, he just like walked up and like to some guy's table. It's like, you want to get married for tax purposes? And the guy said, yeah. So I don't know if that's going down. Probably not, but I might was do it? Some shit. I would probably do some shit like that. Sometimes they like go up to you and they just like shit on you, or they like. I'm just gonna go out and sit on people's tables and be like, "So what you doing?" And just be like a weirdo, because I mean, you can do whatever the fuck you want for 10 minutes. No one cares.
All right, well, this is fucking boring now. So what happened after that, Cameron?
I was talking, but okay. So they get the wine coolers because apparently people do that. I've never had a wine cooler. I don't care to.
I have.
Like 1% alcohol.
I have. I mean, no, they're not.
You have them at, like, pool
they're
parties,
not, they're
right?
not 1% alcohol, but, I mean, that's not something that you would want to have.
It's like a pool party thing. It's not like a...
I would probably...
invite friends over.
I would probably have a wine cooler that's something that's, like, if I was, like... I don't know, 17 or 18, and that's probably like the easiest thing to get.
I'm pretty sure
for
that's
alcohol.
The demographic on that.
Yeah, but like, you know, by the time I turned 21, like I was like, oh shit, I can get whatever the fuck I want now. Fuck wine coolers.
Shit, yeah, we got some shit at home that's gonna go down on Sunday. Yeah, and then they play a certain game, which... I don't think it's actually a real game. They get a Ouija board.
Strip poker's not a real game?
No, they play Strip Ouija, which I was going to build up to. But they get a Ouija board, and they're like...
Well, the Ouija board was later.
The two guys wanted to play strip poker, and the girls wanted to do the Ouija board because, I don't know, that's weird. And then so the girls brought the Ouija board. And the guy's like, what if he played Strip Ouija, haha, because that's, like, cool, yeah. And they're like, okay.
That is true. That did happen.
Yeah, so they just, you know, where it moves, they take off clothes and whatever.
I'm sure you're going to kill it on stage if how you're...
Fuck yeah, I'm going to put everyone to sleep, but they're going to have a nice snack. And they're going to thank me for it. And they're like, we want this guy every goddamn Wednesday. I actually have class, though, so I can't go now.
Wow, you're just like these directors that are fucking delusional and in denial.
Yeah. No, I mean, I guarantee you, though, I'm not going to be the worst person. I've sat through some pretty...
No, I think you will be the worst person there.
No, trust me, there's some real shit people out there.
Well, we should go one of these days, and I'll...
Should.
You know what? Now I have an idea. I should get a recorder... We'll go.
People record their sets.
And we're gonna record some shit.
Yeah.
And I'll record your stuff, and I'll also record my stuff if I decide to do it.
I mean, anybody does it. You just sign up.
All right.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know when I'll be able to go. I know Chris goes all the time, but one of these days I'll be able to go soon. So.
Well, stay tuned. We
it's
might
a fun experience.
It might be a future episode.
Might be. Yeah. Just gotta put some shit together or whatever.
Yeah.
Or I'll just talk for 10 minutes and people just deal with it. Yeah, they will. They'll sit there.
Now what happened after that, Cameron?
So then, you know, they're just stripping and drinking wine coolers.
And we noticed that while they're stripping, the guys are, like, almost naked except for their underwears. But the girls, they had, like... already, like, sort of skimpy shirts,
yeah.
But then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, they're wearing, like, big, oversized flannel shirts.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, that's not what they had on before.
Fuck is up with that?
I think because they knew they were being in a shit movie, and I don't think the director could afford to pay them extra to be naked.
Yeah.
I think he was only... I think he already spent most of the budget on getting that porn actress Candy to...
Yeah, and then she does really show some cleave. So, for the most part. Yeah. That's probably a good point. And while this is happening, the tunes come through the TV. And by that, I mean they just, like, spiral out of the TV. Through the little, you know, spiral thing. And then they just, boom.
He wants to do stand-up comedy.
That wasn't a yawn. It was, you know, a mic test. So then they do some weird shit. Like, they come out and they see the porn actress chick, Candy, just mesmerized there. And they're like, yeah, let's just take out her spine. So they cut open her back and they rip out her spine.
Yes, they do.
Like, I don't know how to even describe it because it was just weird. It's like cutting cloth and then just like...
Well, Dr. Carnage got his giant scalpel and sliced open her back, and then they pulled her spine out.
Yep. Just like, you know, easy does it.
That's what happened.
Yeah. And I don't know. It was weird. I don't know. It was just like, what the fuck's going on?
I like how you describe something so simple and make it so complicated, and then like they just cut open the back, and then
I just like
and the way like they with did the it, thing, like, with the thing, and then it's just like opened up like it was like a cloth thing.
I don't know. And, it's just, and then it was, oh, I don't really know how to adequately describe how they did it. It's just it's
simple. You could have just did, like I just said just now.
Spine, but I mean, the got, way they did it was the doctor weird.
Got his scalpel, cut open her back, and pulled out her spine.
Okay. And then so
did you get really high before you got here?
No, I'm just tired.
Damn,
it's been a long day.
You do sound tired.
I didn't get a lot of sleep, and I woke up at 7.
Too much gangbanging.
You know, Thursday nights get kind of wild.
All them dicks.
Yeah, it's I can't come up with a catchy name. So I don't know. The closest thing I got was like Thumping Thursday. I don't know. You know, shit goes down on Thursdays. So they rip out her spine. I believe the doctor like uses her as a puppet.
Yes. We didn't know that at first because we got confused at this point because I think it was the sister that first goes to check up on Candy.
Yeah.
And we were like, wait a minute, because she's like still watching cartoons. And then I thought she was dead at first, but then like she turns and she talks to the Candy talks to her sister. But
her mouth looks like a puppet mouth.
Yeah, but we didn't realize that at first because we were like, oh, I thought she was dead though. And then that's upon closer viewing, when we looked more carefully, like that's when we saw her mouth like kind of open up, like, you know, like the wooden puppets.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Yeah, like the wooden dummies in that sense. But that wouldn't make any sense because it's not a wooden dummy, it's a person. Like, how do you make a person talk like that?
I don't know. It was like some really shitty effects.
But then again, I mean, these are supposed to be cartoon characters, even though they don't look cartoony at all. They just look like people in fucking masks.
Yeah. With like scalpels and shit.
Yeah.
So I guess the sister's like, oh, okay, she's fine. And then the tunes come out. And Tommy, one of the dudes, I don't remember which dude, who cares really, honestly, the same person.
These are notes that he wrote down.
Yeah.
Several days ago. And he's very confused because he doesn't remember shit about it. And yeah, he's trying to remember.
Like a weird movie, and then I was not myself. And then, yeah, a lot of stuff this week, and then I just, like, I remember parts of it, and it's just like, I don't remember the filler scenes, because I think my mind just, like, you know, like when you go through traumatic events and your mind just, like, blocks shit out? I think it was that. It's probably. So Tommy gets his head chopped off by the scientist.
With a pair of scissors. Yes,
by Dr. Carnage. Because, yeah, he just walks and in with a giant pair of scissors.
You didn't explain who Tommy was. Tommy was Candy's boyfriend.
Is she Candy's boyfriend? Or he?
Yes, but he only... His role was very short, because while they were, I don't know, playing the strip poker, he knocks on the door, Tommy, and she goes, "Oh, hey, Tommy, yeah, Candy's in her room. You can go up there and fuck her." But, I mean, she doesn't say that, but might as well should have. So he goes up, and yeah, and then that's when, like, she goes... He's like, "Candy, what's wrong with you?" And then that's when we realize, oh... Surprise, surprise, Dr. Carnage used her as a puppet and gets the scissors and cuts his head off.
Oh, yeah, does he, like, reach his hand out from her back or something and, like, comes up behind?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, I remember that now. Yeah, and then he just, like, hedge clippers.
Good boy.
So, bye-bye, Tommy, which seemed like the most normal person in the movie. In a very brief role. And then, so they also apparently order pizza, and then they order it from this Asian pizza place.
And what's the pizza place called?
I don't remember.
You didn't fucking write it down?
No, I didn't.
Wow.
I don't know, maybe it, yeah.
I thank God I remember what it was called.
Do you remember what it was called?
It was called Shanghai Pizza.
That sounds about right.
No, it doesn't sound about right. It was fucking right. And I remember the name, because when they call to order pizza, what did the fucking pizza guy on the phone sound like?
Like a very stereotypical Asian person.
What was the accent, though?
Chinese?
No, I mean, do the fucking accent in the line.
Oh, I can't do that shit. That's real bad.
Well, it's not like you're saying it. You're quoting from a movie.
So,
okay, hold on. I'm Asian, and I'm giving Cameron, who is Caucasian, permission to fucking do the voice. Okay, go. How did the voice go?
Okay, ready for this?
Yes.
Alright. Hi, this is Shanghai Pizza. What you want?
Wow, that was fucking shitty.
Yeah, I know. That's why I can't even do it.
All right, fine. Hold on. All right, let's flip it around. You call the pizza guy.
Ring, ring.
Welcome to Shanghai Pizza. How can I help you? What kind of pizza you want?
We'll take pepperoni.
Pepperoni. Okay. You want the fortune cookie with it?
Sure.
Okay. Bye bye.
Yeah, it's a lot better. I'm not good with accents.
Well, honestly, that one was better than your Australian accent.
You can only say, like, crikey and shit like that. You know, like, stereotypical. Can't do that.
That didn't even sound Australian at all. You just went, I can only do crikey.
Crikey. Fuck, I can't even do that anymore. Yeah.
Do a British accent.
I really can't do that.
Try to do it. Just try.
Like, I don't even know how to.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't.
You've heard people do. You've heard British people before, right?
Yeah.
Then do it. Sound it out in your head.
Can I get a spot of tea?
The beginning part sucked, but when you said spot of tea, that was not bad.
Okay, yeah. You probably work on that.
I can't believe you wanted to order some tea.
Yeah, that's a lot better. So the guy comes, the dude from Shanghai Pizza, and they slice him up.
He ejaculates?
No, so he comes to the house, and Dr. Carnage finds
him. He ejaculates to the house?
He arrives to the residence of the order, and Dr. Carnage cleaves him. With a sharp knife-like instrument, if I'm not mistaken.
Did Dr. Carnage do anything stereotypical or racist-y?
Did he?
I don't know. I'm asking you.
I don't. Not that I recall.
Oh, probably not, because otherwise you would have wrote that down.
Yeah, I definitely would have wrote that
okay.
down.
Okay. And then what happened
the
next,
guy didn't
Cameron?
Even seem that stereotypical too. Like he seemed like a normal guy.
Yeah.
I don't know what the whole phone thing was.
Well, that might have been his dad who actually came from China, and
probably that
and then because he you know opened up a pizza shop, like, but he wanted it to be like a yeah. Chinese pizza shop. He got married, and obviously that was probably his son who was born in the United States and grew up, and obviously does not have a Chinese accent because he wasn't from China. He was born here. You racist piece of shit.
It's a whole life story. Thank you.
Yeah, but I summed it up very quickly.
So then it goes, they're like, oh, where's the pizza? But, like, I guess no one really looks into it. And then Tony, one of the dudes, I don't remember which dude. That's up for you guys to find out.
Do they want to find out?
You probably don't. Or do you? Because I'm not giving away my rating. So the Toons, Dr. Carnage and Max Assassin appear in the living room. Finally, they just, like, go all out, and they're like, fuck it, let's show ourselves. And they start dancing, like, doing this weird dance, like, just really bad and
yes.
corny. And apparently it has a weird effect of making people laugh uncontrollably. And so Tony really can't control himself.
And what happens to his head?
He gets, his head gets very purple and veiny.
Yes.
Tony's head gets purple and veiny.
Yes. Because he's...
And not that head, the other head.
Yes, thank you for clarifying that. No, yeah, because he's like laughing, but he's like laughing so much that he's not inhaling to fucking get any air. So yeah, his face and head turn very purple. And veins start coming, like dark veins come out of his head,
like,
too.
Like, I know we joke about this, but he actually got purple and veiny.
Yes. Dick. Cock. Joke on a dick.
I'm not gonna lie.
Damn it. Fuck, you almost choked.
No.
Yeah, you almost did.
So he gets purple and veiny, and he just keeps getting purpler and veinier until he laughs.
Purpler?
Himself. Yeah, I know. I don't care. I know that's not
purpler.
The right way to say it. He gets more
purpler.
He gets more purple.
I'm gonna. You start using veiny. That. Purpler. It's not just purple. It's purpler.
That's a ring to it. So he gets
stupid.
More purple and more veiny. And then he just dies.
Yes.
Yeah, just straight up dies right then and there.
And then how did the other guy die? I don't know.
I don't know.
How did I get that quick?
The next thing I got is it's a police officer dude from the cartoon universe.
Yeah, that's right. We forgot to mention the police guy in the cartoon when Candy first puts in the DVD. Like he.
Oh, and then the other guy dies.
Yes. How did the other guy die, though?
It's the guy with the frosted tips, right?
Yes.
So
the one that you quoted was the Backstreet Boy knockoff.
Yeah. But like, not even the good Backstreet Boys. So
the good Backstreet Boys.
I was waiting for you to say that because that's what everyone says.
Wow.
I just said that for the
good Backstreet Boys.
I just said that for the reaction. So he gets his.
By the way, I listen to cigarettes after sex. They fucking suck ass.
It's because you're not stoned. That's why.
Even if I was stoned, I wouldn't like that shit. Jesus Christ,
yeah,
so fucking depressing and fucking
if you're sad piece of shit.
Fucking like, ugh, Jesus. And I'm gonna copy the guitar player from U2, even though U2 fucking sucks too.
I will say that a lot of their instrumentals, they could stand to diversify. If I'm being critical. But
my
they make for some very soothing
people
backgrounds
like
when I'm sitting on the beach with a joint.
have real balls in the closet. It's just like really mellow.
I'm totally wrong with it. So that's my defense. But yeah, it's definitely not up your alley. It's more of a I don't know. It's like
it's more for a Cameron.
It's more for
for a Cameron.
For my demographic, yeah.
What is your demographic, sir?
People in their early 20s that smoke a lot of weed.
Really, if you're in your 20s and smoke a lot of weed, let me know if that's your favorite group.
No, but I know you know it. You know it.
I don't think really age has anything to do with it. That's kind of a stereotype.
No, because they only came out like 5 years ago, and they just dropped an album like a few months ago, so they're like really current. They're not a very old group.
So, doesn't matter if they're old or not.
They're not extremely popular either. They only have like a few million like hits on Spotify. They're not super huge yet.
Only a few million hits.
Well, they're like mid-tier. Like they're not like household name.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
So like if you're like...
We don't have that much either. We only have like 10,000.
That's pretty good though. I mean...
No, we don't have 10,000, but like that's...
Hey, you know, I don't care if we have two. I'm still chilling. I don't care. Whoever's listening, even if there's two people listening to this, you two are just listening to me talk for an hour, and Richard talk for an hour. So, like, kudos to you.
Yeah,
appreciate you. So then the guy with the frosted tips gets his brain tickled, and that's how he dies because they scalp him. If I'm not mistaken, they scalp him, right?
Yes, they do.
And then Dr. Carnage literally tickles his brain with his hand, and the guy dies. It was just a weird scene. Like, okay. And then it cuts to the cop is like rummaging around the house trying to like find evidence and like capture the two. He's not doing a very good job because they keep killing people, but you know, whatever.
Well, he got killed before too in the DVD.
Did he?
Yes. Oh. Remember the fucking whole scene we were talking about, the girl with the fucking lollipop and all that? And then she, after she finds out that girl gets a fucking axe to the head. And the cop pops out, and he's like, that same cop pops out, and he's like, what's the problem, little miss? She goes, I just witnessed a murder, and they murdered my friends. That was the same cop.
Oh, yeah.
But then he gets killed, but then I guess technically he's a cartoon character, because he was on Terror Toons.
Yeah.
Because the monkey puts a dynamite in his hand, and it blows up, and then, like, half of his face is gone. But then yet somehow he's alive again. But then again, he was probably a cartoon, so that's...
Yeah. And then that actually kind of...
Even though he wasn't a cartoon,
how he dies in the
Even though he wasn't an actual cartoon, he was a real fucking actor and person.
Thank you for clarifying. So when he's in the real world, he's bending the mic to his ass. It is a live fart. And he's serving it to me by repeatedly waving it in an aggressive forward motion. So the cop... It's just a little stale.
He did it again! He was like... Oh, it's a little stale. I had Hawaiian barbecue, and I had a lot of it today.
Oh, where'd you go?
I went to Aloha Barbecue.
Is that around here?
No, it was by my work in Irvine. Pretty damn good.
There's not enough around here. So that cop in the real world, of course, he sees donuts on the counter.
And, of course.
What do cops love more than busting perps? They love a good donut.
Well, not anymore. Cops don't eat donuts anymore. They eat Subway now.
That seems about right, yeah. Good, cost effective. Although, you know, there's that Krispy Kreme by the traffic circle next to the police station. Bad business, I guess. So he eats a donut, and what does the donut have in it, Richard?
Cum in it.
And a dynamite stick. Which blows him up again. Then he dies.
Yeah. I thought he'd be immune to that, because that happened to him before.
Yeah, but now he's in the real world.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Consequences. That's right. If you die in a cartoon, then you don't actually die. But in the real world, if you're a cartoon and you die, even though they don't even fucking look like cartoons, they just look like real fucking people. But if you die in the real world, then you're dead.
Yeah, and then it cuts to Max Assassin and Dr. Carnage doing a magic show. Woo!
Mm-hmm.
In which they have the Cindy?
Yeah, the Asian girl, yeah.
Asian girl. She's in a box, you know, like the kind that you cut in half. So what do you guess happened to her?
They cut her in half, but they don't actually kill her. They successfully do the magic trick, and she's alive, and they all live happily ever after.
No.
Oh. They cut her in half, and they actually cut her in half, and all of her guts come out?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, they do that.
Wow.
Yeah. And then, why did I put minutes. Brain hold? What was that? They hold someone's brain?
Yes.
Whose brain do they hold?
I don't know. You wrote the fucking notes
down. They hold someone's brain. They don't know whose brain they hold, but they do that. It seems kind of weird. I don't know what they do with it. They throw it at someone or they crush it. I don't know.
Why did you write that down if you don't even know why you wrote that?
That's a good question. I'm asking myself that, too.
Jesus Christ. You heard it here, folks. That's live. Enjoy that.
Did you just quote the Joker?
What?
Were you quoting the Joker?
No, I was quoting what you said a while back.
Oh, I was quoting the Joker. Okay. That's life.
Enjoy that?
No, just the first part.
No, well, okay.
Second part I just said.
Anyway, what happened after that, Cameron?
It's a magic show, people die. And then Cindy meets the devil.
Yes, which
I like the robot chicken devil.
Yeah, it just
some old dudes with paint.
Yeah, and horns, but doesn't look very good.
No, it looks like a. Like a really bad green screen behind them with like fire and shit, right?
I have to say, out of all the shitty parts in it, though, like when the main blonde girl meets the devil, it kind of had that sort of Tim and Eric awesome show, great job sort of vibe to it.
That was it. I've only seen a little bit of that, but that's the little part that I saw. That seems about right.
Nah, I can't talk. I can't talk. I can't talk.
Yes. That was a good point to make, Richard. So, the devil just wants respect, apparently. That's all he wants. Which is, it seems like he's taking an awfully weird way to get that, though. And I guess the Terratoons are like his creation or some shit.
Yes.
And he has like this weird like master plan for like Saturday morning cartoons, but they're Terratoons, so they like kill people when they watch them on Saturdays.
Yes.
And he's just gonna like control the world by killing people.
On you actually mornings. Have a lot in common with these Terratoons, you specifically.
What?
Well. Because, you know, these are published every Saturday and, you know, Saturday morning cartoons. And when people listen to you talk, you kill them with boredom.
You know, anything to speed up the process, right?
His fucking face. His fucking face. Like when I said, like when I told him, when I said, oh, and you kill them, he was like, huh? I go, with boredom. And then he just had this disappointed look on his face after I said the boredom
you
know, part.
I really think it means something. And then you learn that you just kill people with boredom. And then it all goes out the window.
Like logic. Oh. Oh, yeah, because people could see what you just did.
No, that's for you.
You want to explain what you just did? Because
I tossed logic out the window, but yes. Metaphorically, but also literally.
Yes.
Because while logic is not a tangible thing, I tossed air toward the direction of the window,
wow.
Representing logic.
And yes, this person actually exists.
Yes. So as part of this master plan, they start creating whatever. How do you make DVD? I don't know how you make DVDs. They're just like this machine.
They're making more DVDs. Yes.
Yeah. So it's just like, you know, just pumping them out. And then, that one girl, I don't remember who it was. Is it Cindy?
It's Cindy. The sister.
She's a superhero. Because yeah, she gets in hell or whatever cartoon. I could be whatever I want.
I think didn't she ask Satan to make her into a superhero?
Oh yeah, because I think he said something like, "Oh, you know, you could do whatever you want. I could do whatever I want." And she's like, "Okay, I want to be a superhero." And he's like, "Okay, well, shit."
He's like, "Okay, I make you a superhero."
I don't think it's him that does it, but like, I guess what the world that they're in just like grants whatever you want.
Oh, because it was more like in that cartoon sort of realm.
Yeah, so it's like, you know, anything goes in cartoons.
Oh. Yeah.
So she's like, oh, I'm going to be a superhero. And she's like this pink, flashy, weird, poorly costumed superhero.
Yes.
Who doesn't
something
really
that,
have a name.
That's the way you get the costumes from Price City.
Yeah.
I was like, Spirit Halloween.
Yeah, man, I gotta stick to the sponsorship. So, I guess she gets, like, superhero powers, too. So that's cool. And she kills Mac's assassin by just twisting his neck, but in, like, the awkwardest way possible. Because she just, like, doesn't even really twist his neck. Just, you know, just barely does it. So it looks like, you know, when you're playing around with your siblings
because you know like shit,
and you're just
you
like,
know
you know and you just like kind of like slightly
you know
just, you know but you don't really do it
you know like when you like stretch just, out your dick and put it up your butt
it's just bad
and then like
and,
you know you just like come in your own butt and then like when you come in your own butt
so then
like, you'll
throw
be pregnant
in the
and then
in
like
the
you'll
mouth?
Be able to have a baby.
I just put that he gets a DVD in his mouth. I don't know how he does that. And then he gets axed in the head. So Dr. Carnage is dead.
Yes.
So that's cool. So both are evil villains, aside from the devil, are dead now.
And then we find out, which we forgot to mention, that Candy and Cindy's mother looks and sounds and acts like a drag queen.
Oh, yeah. How did we not mention that?
Well, because we wanted to put in the surprise until now.
Surprise! Are you surprised? Good. You're welcome.
It's funny because... Well, not that it's funny, but... Like, Candy would be like, Mom, Dad, where are you going? And then the...
Going to the store.
Yeah, I guess the dad said that. And then the mom, quotation mark fingers, would go, All right, honey. I want you to make sure that you get all of your chores done. And your father and I are going to go out shopping, okay? All right. Well, be sure not to have any boys over. Because we don't want any gangbangs going on like that guy Cameron.
Hey, man, you know, privacy, man.
Hey, man, don't hate.
Just gotta expand your horizons.
Hey, man, don't hate.
Damn, okay. Okay, that's weird. I don't know what quote that is attributed to at all.
What was the quote?
You moonwalked in their cake. What made you think you could moonwalk?
Why are you writing shit down that you're not going to even fucking remember anyway?
It's a weird movie. Honestly, I probably wouldn't have remembered anyway, but I don't know who's moonwalking on someone's cake. But that's pretty gnarly.
Yeah, I don't remember anybody moonwalking on cake. I don't remember that
either. Someone is moonwalking, though, in this movie.
Yeah.
Please feel free to let us know who did it, because I don't want to watch it again.
I don't think anybody would watch this movie.
Someone probably will. Just to call us out on our shit.
Yeah, but I don't think they're gonna remember.
That's not how it went with the whole Any Man Witch thing. Fuck you.
Wait, what happened?
The Inhuman Witch guy.
Which Inhuman Witch guy?
The one who, you know, when he made up scenes and he was like, that's not how it went.
Oh, wait, but somebody messaged you or something?
Didn't you say, or was it a review? I don't remember what you said.
Oh, no. Yeah. I got a message where they said, like, oh, yeah, I thought that what you guys were talking about actually happened in the movie in Inhuman Witch, but then when I watched it, none of that happened in the movie. I'm like, well, yeah, of course.
You have to be pretty dense to believe all that happened, honestly.
Yeah.
Come on, man. You're better than that, or yeah. Maybe not. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to be positive for you. So then the parents come back and they discover that a lot of people died at their home.
Yes.
And they're like, what the fuck?
And then
the mom's like, oh no.
Oh no, there's a lot of dead kids here.
Yeah, basically.
And so they go upstairs. They see Candy's dead body. And then they see Cindy just sitting there in that same superhero costume. And she's like rocking, cradling back and forth.
Oh, yeah.
And then like she just starts laughing. And both the mother and the father are screaming like crazy. Like, even though it's probably sounds more like the scarred chick from the movie, yep. Scarred.
Shout out to Scarred.
Sure.
Yeah.
They start screaming and Cindy keeps laughing, and then then the movie ends and credits roll, and that's the end of the fucking movie.
Yay.
Yay!
And now, these messages.
I miss my kids.
Okay, here's the deal. You like podcasts. That's cool. So do I. Well, the podcast you just listened to is part of the Necropodicon Network, which is bloody dripping with top-shelf podcasts that will make your ears go pa-cow and your brain go, hey, thanks. This is dope. Head to necropodicon.com to learn more. Necropodicon. It me. What that?
Cameron, do you know what time it is?
It's 11:21 p.m.
Oh, it is.
No, it's time for this.
You're beating me to the punch now. You're not gonna let me do it.
Yeah. So, Cameron.
I'm sick of him.
Cameron.
Time over time.
Hey, shut the fuck up. To quote you from pretending to be me on Zumbi's episode, Cameron. So, how does this work?
So we say what we like about the movie, and then we say what we don't, and then we give it a rating out of a 10.
All right, Cameron. So what did you like about Terror Toons, and what did you not like about Terror Toons? And finally, what score would you give this out of a 10?
Well, your voice can go really high. It's impressive. I actually like anything.
Not even one thing?
I kind of liked a few of the cheesy kill, like the way they, like when you cut open Cindy's back, and like
no Candy's back.
Candy's back, thank you. And then like the dude in the beginning, on the strap to the table.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of liked the cheesy kills because I'm a sucker for those kind of things because they're kind of funny to me because they're terrible.
I would have thought you would have liked Candy's boobies.
That too. That was the only other thing I was gonna say. How'd you know?
Because yeah. You were jacking off, and then so, like you licked your own cum off your palm of your hand.
Yeah, the cheesy kills, and then yeah, but, you know. Hey, I appreciate. I appreciate some, you know, some natural stuff, or they're probably not natural.
They're silicone titties.
Yeah, they're silicone titties. That's it.
And what did you not like about the movie?
I didn't like everything else. I didn't like the cast. Everyone is horrible. There's not even a good actor in the movie. Not even one. Usually there's one to salvage it. There's not even one. The plot was horrible. The effects are horrible. It wasn't catchy at all. I don't know how they're going to make five of them because the first one wasn't even worthwhile.
Yeah, I'm surprised they're going to be making four like, and five.
I don't know. Like, there's not even like a catchy theme or like anything that's like noteworthy.
Yeah.
I didn't like any of the characters at all. There's not even a cool soundtrack or anything. Oh, we forgot to mention the little kid at the end got Terratoons in his mailbox, so I guess the cycle is going to continue.
Oh, yeah, and we forgot that the kid made a weird-looking fucking cartoony face, too.
Oh, he did. Like, didn't his eyes bug out? Kind of
looked like
shit?
You.
He did look like me.
When you were, like, a kid with a mohawk.
Oh, you saw that?
Yes, I did.
Was that great? Yeah. Did you see what they fucking did to me? They put me next to bald LeBron. Hold on, check this shit out. So I didn't like everything else about the movie. It was just, it's not well done. And I guess if I had to give it something out of a 10, I see. right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's disrespectful. My friends are terrible. That was at school, too. I would give it, like, a 1.5.
That's really sad.
Yeah. We got 1.5. It's a horrible film.
Okay.
The trailer was horrible, and I wasn't looking forward to it for like the 3 months we had it on the wheel. And
that explains why every time like you would read it off you would go, Terry Tim, oh god, I feel like I'm gonna kill myself.
Yeah. I'm gonna go cry when I get home. Yeah, it was just not a worthwhile film to watch.
So 1.5?
1.5. Like, okay. It was fucking terrible.
All right.
So, Richard, Richard Sacco, what did you like about the movie? What did you not like about the movie? What would you give it? Out of a T?
Well, what I liked about the movie, there was only maybe a few things that I liked. Yeah, I'll piggyback on you and say that Candy's boobies were what I liked.
Right.
Some of the stuff, even though it was stupid, like in the beginning, like I actually found some of that part to be kind of entertaining. Like like when the guy would get his skull ripped out through his stomach for some reason. And also like, I liked, even though the stupid background was really dumb and looked like somebody had just gotten through Microsoft Paint and used that as a movie background to be probably a part of a green screen. Like it was, It kind of still had that sort of charm to it in a so bad it's good kind of way. And I think that, I don't know, did you get a sense of like if they were purposely trying to make this bad, or do you think they were really trying to make like some sort of a horror cartoonish kind of film?
You know, I don't really know. It seems it could go either way. Like, I really can't even answer that because like, I feel like I'd have to ask them that question because parts of it seem like they kind of tried and then parts of it seemed like they didn't try at all.
I did kind of laugh. I got to be honest, on the liking parts side of it, of this review, on my review part of it, I did like the part when the girl, after she would pet the monkey and go, "Nice monkey, good monkey." And then when the monkey would bite on her leg and she would go, "Ew!" And the eyeball would pop out. That kind of made me laugh.
I like that scene.
Yeah. I did kind of laugh. And then especially like, but and then when the girl licking the lollipop, how stupid the tongue looked. And then she gets flipped over, and then you get the stupid stars around her head, and then like the same cartoony eyeballs just kind of rolling around clockwork, like, you know, clockwise. That kind of made me laugh, but that was about it. And everything else was dumb. It was stupid all the way through. But this is actually going to be tough, so I'm going to ask you this question legitimately first. If someone pointed a gun to your head and gave you and said, "Hey, watch these three movies, and which one do you think is the best one?" Which would it be? Bong of the Dead, After School Lunch Special, or Terror Tunes? Which would you pick out of the three? Like the best.
Like in all seriousness?
Yeah, no, in seriousness.
Actually sitting through the movie and not hating. I'd pick... of course, I know what you're going to fucking say, but I would pick Bong of the Dead because it wasn't, like, that horrible.
Okay.
Yeah. After School Lunch Special is kind of annoying, and I feel like the more I watch that, the more I'll get really annoyed watching it. And then this one was just really bad, and I would just really hate wasting my time watching that.
Yes.
So, Bong of the Dead was not good, but it was not annoying, nor was it excessively horrible.
Yeah.
But I can't say the same for the sequels, but...
Sequels?
Yeah, because there's like seven, right?
What, Terror Tunes?
No, the Bong of the Deads.
No, it's just one.
I thought there was like 420 and all that. No. Or that was Evil Bong.
Yeah, you fucking dummy. Man.
It's all the same shit. But it's not as terrible as this movie.
I am.
In all seriousness.
Yeah, for me, if I had to choose out of three, you know what? I have to kind of disagree. Terror Tunes, although I did not like this film either, it was still better than Bong of the Dead and After School Lunch Special, because at least I got a few chuckles. Because with Bong of the Dead, the only chuckle I got was the whole Chinese zombie eating brains out of a chopstick, and that was it. Everything else was fucking dumb and boring. At least Terror Tunes
gone on the laugh factor.
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool.
I mean, well, when you're laughing at something, you're still getting entertainment out of it. Sure. So, like, at least with Bong of the Dead, I mean, it did make me laugh, but it was only because of that scene. After School Lunch Special, I did not think it was funny at all, although it sounds like on paper it would be something that would make me laugh with all the poops.
That had way more potential than they really gave it. They could have made that much better.
Yeah, but it was just executed poorly.
Oh, it definitely was, yeah.
Yeah. And then, but with Terror Tunes, yes, it's a fucking horrible movie too, but there were more scenes throughout the film that made me laugh, but it was mainly because of the cartoony shit.
Oh, that's fair.
Yeah.
I'll give you.
And also, it was a combination of me legitimately enjoying the stupid, cheap, like, cartoony eyeballs that would pop out, and also the fact that I was making fun of it, that I got the entertainment value out of it.
That's a rational decision.
Yeah. So, I think, so as far as my score, I gave, I think, what? Bong of the Dead a 0. Wait, no. Or what did I give Bong of the Dead? I don't even remember.
I don't know. I just know it was really low. It was probably a 0.5 or some shit.
Yeah, 0.5. Oh, yeah. I gave Bong of the Dead a 0.5. I gave After School Life Special, I think, just a 0. This one, I'm going to give this just a 0.69.
Nice.
A 0.69.
Nice.
Because that's still higher than these other two scores.
Sure. Sure.
Which is still better than Bong of the Dead and After School Lunch Special.
Yep. Yep.
So, Cameron,
or
do you know...
We'll find a movie that's worse eventually.
Sure. We will. I'm sure we will.
It's only a matter of time. The bar just keeps getting lower.
Yeah. And we have some of the listeners to thank for that. Because a lot of the movies that we have been watching were recommendations.
Thanks, listeners.
So, Cameron, do you know what time it is now?
Wheel of Shit time.
Really? Are you sure about that?
It is, right?
Yeah, I was just fucking with you.
Oh, I actually started to question myself. I'm like, did we do something new now, or?
Yes, and it'll be right here. So Cameron, how does this go?
We spin the wheel with the names of the movies on it, and then we do the one that it lands on.
Yes. But this time, there's a lot of choose options.
There are a lot of choose options. There's a lot of choices, and I'm very indecisive.
So, Cameron, would you like to spin the wheel?
Yeah, I would love to.
And I know we're skipping a part. I know we're supposed to be reviewing the actual scores, but to be honest, I don't think the scores are going to be good.
I think I saw like 32% liked it on the audience score.
Okay, we'll just go really quick. IMDb, this has a 3 out of 10. Terratoons, obviously fuck the tomato meter.
I don't know, 32%.
32% audience score.
I don't even know. That's just be nice.
And for Terratoons on Letterboxd, this... fucking 2.3 out of 5? Really? Five. Jesus Christ.
Someone gave it... Is that 4.5 stars?
Yeah. There's 4.5.
Fuck
it's
you.
It's a fucking 4.
Fuck yeah,
I agree.
You.
Oh, there's a 1.5. I agree with that. 3, 4. Get the fuck out of here.
Fuck out of here.
I mean, like I said, it is better than Bong of the Dead and After School Lunch Special, but sure, not by much. So, yeah. Anyway, so that's that. Let me read what's on the list, or on the wheel, sorry. So we have Jesus Christ Vampire Hunter, Night of Something Strange, TC2000, Out Cold spelled with a K, and finally, the one that we are anticipating the most, which is Evil Tunes and Slaughterhouse Rock Late Night Double Feature. So, without further ado, Cameron. Oh, and also, there's a shitload of fucking choose options. So, yeah. So, Cameron, without further ado, spin the wheel as hard as you can. 1, 2, 3, go! Ooh, it landed on a choose option. So, Cameron, you have the choice of either choosing Out Cold spelled with a K or Evil Tunes and Slaughterhouse Rock. Which one are you going to choose? And I already know which one you are going to choose, so go ahead and choose it. Which is what?
Evil Tunes and Slaughterhouse Rock.
Yay!
Yeah, I've been waiting like 4 months for this. It's the only reason I'm still here.
Yeah, honestly, that was like the most anticipated one.
An asshole, but I was like, nah.
Nah.
Seize the opportunity and just choose the one that I've been trying to choose for a while because it actually looks
really Yeah, that's the most anticipated one. Alright, well.
It actually don't look like shit, so.
Yeah, well, who knows? It probably might be shit.
We should do a couple of shit ones on there and just get stuck with it.
You know what's funny? When I heard Terror Tunes, I thought Evil Tunes was Terror Tunes.
They're very easy to mix up. I think a lot of people online, when I tried to look it up, get them mixed up.
Yeah. I mean, you can't really blame anybody.
Far better than the other, though, however. So, yeah.
Well, we'll find out if the two movies are
bad. Yeah, I just watched the trailer.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Contact details, Cameron.
At Bad Rad Movies Podcast for
Instagram. Mm-hmm.
And just Bad Rad Movies Podcast for Twitter.
No.
At Bad Rad Movies Podcast for Twitter.
No.
At Bad Rad Movies for Twitter.
Wow. Yes, that is correct, but I liked how you said at Bad Rad Movies Podcast twice for Twitter. Whoops.
Bad Rad Movies for Facebook. BadRadMovies@gmail.com.
Correct. Yay. Whatever Richard's
phone number is, because it's made up. Yay.
All right. And, yeah. We're on every single podcast app and all that shit. And since we have landed on Evil Tunes and Slaughterhouse Rock, we're going to have a very special guest for this one.
A very special guest.
And you got to let me know when you're going to be free. Send me a text. Let me know when you're free.
Oh, I will.
All right. Well, as usual.
Have a good one.
Have a good bit.
Wait, Headstrong.
Wow.
Wow. Wow. Oh!
Combined, I am Captain Planet.
Captain Planet, he's our hero. Gonna take pollution down to zero. He's our powers magnified, and he's fighting on the planet side. Captain Planet, he's our hero. Gonna take pollution down to zero. Gonna help him put asunder bad guys who like to.
You can be one too, cause saving our planet is the thing to do. Looting and polluting is not the way. Hear what Captain Planet has to say.
The power is yours!
God damn it, I held a fart for like a minute and it was just a little poof.